to establish some kind of an identity on the air and to become well-known with people and stuff. You know, I mean, in that amount of time, you got to be some kind of clod not to have some measure of success. But when you're given 30 seconds to 1 minute, once an hour, three times a morning, that takes some kind of talent and some kind of extraordinary talent to become so well-known and so liked by people. Doing traffic for 30 seconds to a minute for an hour. So with the greatest of pleasure, I introduce to you a woman with that kind of talent. This is Donna Fiducia.
I'll tell you, the pleasure really has been all mine. And bad jokes and rhymes and everything, we really had some good times. Right now, the bad joke is actually the Long Island Expressway and the Gowanus Expressway inbound. Both roadways are bumper to bumper from Main Street to the tanks. We had an earlier disabled vehicle, and the Gowanus is jammed up from Fort Hamilton Parkway to Industry City. The problem there is a disabled truck in the right and center lane. See what you're missing, folks? It's a bright red dump truck. At least you'll give you something nice to look at as you pass by, ever so slowly, might I add. And your best bet really is to use 3rd or 4th Avenues. 30 minutes still exist at the Holland and the Lincoln, and New Jersey Transit trains have an average of 30-minute delays. And that shadow traffic, Dave, I want to say it really has been so much fun. I have somebody here, though, that wants to say goodbye to you as well. Okay?
Bye, Dave. Oh, bye, Donna Duck.
Bye-bye.
I'll miss you so much, and I look forward to hearing you and Danny together in the mornings on Shadow Traffic. Thanks, Donna.
I'll see you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Whoa. Okay. Talking about 10 years, a long time. It's been a big part of my life, and I know a lot of maybe this morning is a bit self-indulgent, and I hope you'll permit me a couple of things here with you, because it's a very big part of my life, and one of the most wonderful that, you know, kind of coming to an end, and the new beginning at night, which will also be terrific, but that's like a new thing, and we're putting this aside. I was figuring out in my calculator yesterday, I said, well, let's see, 10 years, 5 shows a week. I said, that's got to be a lot of hours on the air and a lot of records played. So I kind of figured out, a few sick days and vacation time and all. And I figured out that I've done approximately 2,400 morning shows on NEWFM. That means 9,600 hours. And if we average out to about 10 songs an hour, that means that I've played for you here at NEWFM since the 22nd of May, 1972, because it is exactly 10 years today that I'm finishing up. I played for you approximately, give or take a few hundred, 96,000 songs. But the one thing I couldn't figure out was how many of those 96,000 plays was this one? Probably about 91,000.
You're lonely.
And this is NEWFM, and we're the Rockers. 8:45 in the morning. I'm Dave Herman, and here is... Bob Seger. Does rock and roll never forgets, and we'll never forget the rock and roll from Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, with Bruce before that and Dave Edmonds. And I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I was thinking about all the wedding invitations we used to, what was that, two springs ago, when we were talking about everybody's weddings, and we're getting into that season again. So if you have a wedding coming up, all very best to you. Just remember that rock and roll never forgets, so don't forget rock and roll. At 11 minutes before 9 o'clock, the clouds are still with us. When will the sun come out? Probably around 10 o'clock.
Just when you think there's nothing left to discover, you discover the great adventure of science in Discover magazine. Can the Army's new M1 tank stand up to the Russians? In this issue, Discover examines the controversy over America's mightiest tank. The seeds of cancer may be present in many of us. Discover reveals how normal genes may turn into cancer cells. Also in the new issue, scientists unravel the mystery of a radioactive wasteland in the Soviet Union. Researchers can now select from a catalog of mail-order mice. And it's bases loaded, bottom of the ninth. Should you take your pitcher out? Ask the computer. Discover the great adventure in the magazine that's catching on because it's catching people up with science. Time Incorporated's news magazine of science, Discover.
Look who's turning Diet 7-Up, Lonnie Anderson and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold, when did you start drinking Diet 7-Up?
When I was a little guy.
You were never little. You were Mr. Universe 6 times. I bet you drink Diet 7-Up because you'll give up calories but not taste, right?
I won't give up anything.
Oh, well, I mean, you drink Diet 7-Up because it's crisp and light.
To me, everything is light.
I've got it. You drink Diet 7-Up because it doesn't have that heavy aftertaste.
To me, nothing is heavy.
Arnold, what are you doing? Put me down. Arnold, put me down.
When you drink Diet 7-Up, the only thing you give up is calories. Because Diet 7-Up has no funny aftertaste. It's crisp, light, and caffeine-free.
Arnold, I still don't know why you like Diet 7-Up.
I like it because it tastes delicious.
Uh-huh.
And every time I drink it, it tickles when it goes down.
I didn't know you were ticklish. Oh, you're in for it now.
Stop it.
Am I going to get you this time?
Caffeine-free Diet 7-Up. The only thing you give up is calories.
It's time to play the Dead Men Game! Okay, you've got 15 seconds to name 7 things dead men don't do! Ready, go!
1. Dead men don't brush after meals. 2. Dead men don't walk dogs. 3. Dead men don't play Mahjong. 4. Dead men don't take showers. 5. Dead men don't rotate their tires. 6. Dead men don't eat roughage. 7.
Oh, you were so close! You forgot Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid, starring Steve Martin! Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Okay, you want to see that movie? Well, it starts today at selected theaters near you. Check your local newspaper for listings. This is Dave Herman on the radio. This morning, our last together, starting Monday, will be at night, 10 night till 2 in the morning, 8 minutes before 9 at NEWFM. Maybe this is the time this morning to apologize for those of you who've been listening for years and years and years. I mean, long-time listeners, because I have occasionally, sometimes have a tendency to become obsessed with a particular artist or a particular kind of music, and I just play it to death, and that's just one of my obsessions. And if I ever, like, bugged you because of, is he playing that record again? Then this is the time to say I'm sorry. I mean, I was through the Emmylou Harris phase. Were you with that one? Were you through the Emmylou Harris phase with me? And through the country music phase with me? And through the jazz phase with me? You know, the Keith Jarrett phase? And were you with me through the reggae phase? When this was a staple of the program most mornings.
Everybody!
Crank it up. This is a great record. Toots and the Maytals. In the Maytals and NEWFM. Oh, yeah, we were locked up in that reggae groove quite a while with you. This one's for me and for all of you, ELO. L.O. on on WNEW FM radio here in New York, and hold on tight to those dreams. Well, I will if you will. Mm-hmm. And here's Earl Bailey. I know he does.
Today is Friday, May the 21st. And on May the 21st, back in 1927, on this very day, Charles Lindbergh reached Paris, completing the first solo airplane flight across the Atlantic Ocean. An historic day. An historic day, I guess. We'll be looking back at May the 21st, 1982, under the cover of darkness. British commando forces began their invasion of the Falkland Islands, which were invaded by Argentina 7 weeks ago. We'll hear from correspondent Alan Walden in Buenos Aires, but first, in London, correspondent Fred Kennedy.
Supported by air and sea bombardment, the commandos are still on the beaches and in the hills, engaging the Argentine troops. The British say one of their helicopters carrying troops ashore crashed and 21 men died. With the news from Argentina, we now switch live to Alan Walden in Buenos Aires.
Fred, officially we have no confirmation of increased action in the South Atlantic, but unofficial sources in the High Command have acknowledged the increase in military activity on the islands, and even some of the more independent radio stations here are carrying the news, although they report what is termed a continuation of the British attacks rather than anything new. The radio reports indicate the raids are still going on. The unofficial government sources say, however, the fighting has ended. Now, Fred, do you have any idea whether these troops who have landed will stay on the islands or whether they will be pulled off after their objections are reached?
Alan, it's believed the raids involve at least a half a dozen separate landings. And while most of them are quick, you know, hit-and-run raids, it's understood that the Admiral of the Fleet will try to keep one beachhead to launch helicopters and Harrier jet attacks. And this we believe to be what is going on now.
This has been a special report with Fred Kennedy in London. I'm Alan Walden, Buenos Aires.
The Vatican has announced that Pope John Paul will celebrate a special mass at the Vatican tomorrow morning for peace in the Falklands. The solemn mass will be attended by three Argentine cardinals, two British cardinals, and two British archbishops. The prayer had been scheduled for today, but was postponed due to a delay in the arrival of the Argentine prelates. As we said before, it is Friday, May the 21st. Something else that happened on this day. Back in 1956, the first hydrogen bomb was exploded by the United States over Bikini Atoll out in the Pacific. Just about 2.5 minutes after nine.
They say a rainbow is a fleeting thing, but not when you capture it on Kodakolor 2 film from Kodak.
Capture all the colors in the rainbow. Radiant colors that nature can paint so well. Sky above, there's a film to capture all the stories you tell.
Oh yeah, you know it is true. The great American storyteller is Kodak and you.
Look at this shot I got of a double rainbow over a waterfall.
Incredible! That's what I call vivid color.
That's what I call color from Kodakolor 2 film.
Oh yeah, you know it's true. The great American storyteller is Kodak.
For color just the way you remember it, get Kodakolor 2 film. For every kind of picture, Kodak has the right kind of film.
Oh yeah, you know it's true.
Today's editions of Newsday, the Long Island newspaper, say that New York Yankees owner George Steinbrenner is trying to buy the National Hockey League's Colorado Rockies and bring them over to the Meadowlands in New Jersey. Current Rockies owner Peter Gilbert refused to comment on the possible purchase of that team by Steinbrenner, but the Newsday reported that the Yankee boss met privately with Gilbert Wednesday after the league meeting was adjourned here in New York. Speaking of baseball, the Yankees play the Minnesota Twins tonight out at the stadium. The Mets are in Houston to play the Astros. Both teams were idle yesterday. And at 4 minutes after nine, let's check out the weather with Bob Harris.
All right, Earl. Into each and every life a little rain must fall, but how come on the weekend, huh? That's, well, the last few weekends have been terrific. It looks like we're going to lose one this time around. 67 degrees in town right now. Skies are cloudy, and we're optimistically expecting skies to become partly sunny. It'll be breezy and mild this afternoon with a high of 68 to 74 degrees. Our forecast for tonight, clouds will be gathering. It'll be comfortably cool, the low 48 to 56, and a storm system which is near St. Louis this morning will continue rolling drifting along eastward and bring clouds to our region tomorrow. Heavy cloud cover and showers are likely as early as tomorrow afternoon. Temperatures in the 60s. Saturday night will be cloudy, damp, and quite cool with a low in the 50s. Also some light rain or drizzle at times Saturday night. Sorry about that. And Sunday, remaining cloudy and cool with periods of rain likely again. Right now, it's cloudy in town. The wind northeast at 15 miles an hour. Humidity 70%. Temperature 67 degrees. Earl, this is going to be the kind of weekend when you're going to want to cozy up to something like a book or whatever else you
or might have. Or an FM radio.
Well, that's right. Yeah. You might have
captive
something.
Audience.
Right? Yeah, well.
And Bob, if I could just say how much I'm going to miss having you on the program with me. I'll certainly be listening to your incredible weather forecasts. And I just want to say that this show could never nearly have been the success it is without your contribution. Thank you.
Dave, you're much too kind, and you are a class act, and we all love you. We all love you.
Well, we'll all love them from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. beginning Monday. I'll be there. Donna Fiducia will be there also, as she is here now with the shadow traffic.
I certainly will, Earl, and I certainly am right now. Inbound on the Gowanus, cleared of an earlier disabled truck, but 3rd and 4th Avenue are still better, and the LIE remains quite a mess inbound from 108th Street to the Elmhurst Tanks. At the Holland Tunnel, we have a problem with a truck car accident. The left lanes are closed. There's a 35 to 40-minute wait inbound at the Holland. At the Lincoln Tunnel, a 30-minute wait anyhow. No problem. And at the GW10, but eastbound on the Cross Bronx Expressway as you leave the GW, traffic is slow and it remains heavy out to Webster because of some earlier problems. And the northbound Deegan is pretty sluggish from Fordham Road to the GW, and the problem there is a disabled vehicle on the ramp to the George Washington Bridge heading into New Jersey. And that's shadow traffic on NEWFM. Dave and Earl, I just want to say to Dave, actually, that this motor mouth says goodbye, and we'll listen to you in the evenings and looking forward to working with Danny in the mornings.
Well, all right, Donna Fiducia. You know, I can't imagine doing anything for 10 years except maybe going to school, and even then you had summers off. If you'd asked me 10 years ago if someday I'd be doing radio on WNEW-FM with Dave Herman, I would have said, you're crazy. I mean, you were and are heavy, Dave, in this business, and somehow I can't believe that the guy I used to listen to on the old WABC-FM and that I heard on NEW-FM closing the Fillmore East and for the last 10 years here in the morning would ever consider letting me say even two words on his radio program, but you did, and here we have been for a few months, and so thanks for letting me be around for some of the finest moments in New York radio on the Dave Herman radio program. And now, New York, get ready for nighttime radio as you've never heard it before, because something tells me that devoted radio listeners will not be complete in the morning unless they heard Dave Herman the night before. So I hope you had a good time these past 10 years in the morning, because I know there are literally hundreds of thousands of us who have had a great time here in the morning, and we'll all be there on the other side this Monday night at 10 when you start maybe, hopefully, the next 10 years with us of making radio magic at the other end of the clock. Thanks for the memories. Rock and roll and rock and roll people never forget. And so the beat goes on. Crank it up. Come on, Dave Herman. Play us some rock and roll.
Well, I will, Earl Billy. Thank you very much. The only exception I would make about with those very kind words is that it's not my radio program, nor yours, nor Metro Media's. WNEW-FM belongs to them, all those people out there, and they make a continuous decision as to whether we will exist or not by the touch of a dial or the press of a button.
That's right.
So all I have been over the last 10 years is just one of the caretakers over these hours, but all of this is theirs. They vote, they judge, we'd be a parking lot if not for them.
Well, you took good care of us,
okay,
Mr. Caretaker.
My pleasure. Now, the last old new Bard and Blue medley of the morning. And when this is all over, I'll tell you how the old new Bard and Blue set got started. But this is the last one, and it comes to us from Plainview, New York. And Mr. Carl Feller of 150, this is the first time I ever gave an address, of 156 Gerhard Road, so don't give him a hard time. Plainview, New York, he gets the honor of the very last old, new, borrowed, and blue medley. The Who started out with a song from the Who Are You album called Music Must Change. So must everything.
Deep in the back of my mind is an unrealized sound. Every feeling I get from the street says it soon could be found. When I hear the cold lies of the pusher, I know it exists. It's confirmed in the eyes of the kids, emphasized with their fists. But the high has to rise from the low. That volcanoes explode through the snow. The mosquito sting brings a dream, but the poison's deranged. The music must change.
do when the sun goes down. Tonight, you hit the same old clubs, rap that same old trash. That's right. You got them real silk shirts and them baggy pants. They go shoes in the colors that match.
No. That's not the track we're supposed to play. No. We gotta be faithful to this set. There's no light.
The light's so bad.
That's it.